This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Author Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s, was stabbed Friday during an appearance in western New York. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Salman Rushdie was stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage at the Chautauqua Institution.
720 Mabel. 20 go. At the amphitheater. Presenter was just attacked on the stage on EDMS.
A suspect, a New Jersey man, was arrested at the scene. Rushdie's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as blasphemous by many Muslims, prompting him to go into hiding for years. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It hits right here. It hits all of us. But we are undeterred then. We are undeterred.
Rushdie is regarded as one of Britain's finest living writers. I'm Norman Hall.
The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $430 billion bill on Friday that is seen as the biggest climate change package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. The legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes that they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. A member of Pakistan's minority Ahmadi community was stabbed to death in central Punjab province on Friday after refusing to chant slogans in praise of a far-right Islamic party. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's foreign minister told VOA on Friday that additional foreign delegations are more than welcome in Taipei, insisting his government will not be deterred by China's furious reaction to last week's visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In an exclusive interview with VOA, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu also criticized China's military exercises held in response to Pelosi's visit, accusing Beijing of wrecking the status quo, to use his term, in the Taiwan Strait. Wu said Taiwan will not be prevented from conducting its own foreign policy. After Pelosi's visit, China surrounded Taiwan for several days with unprecedented large-scale military exercises. Chinese state media described the drills as rehearsals to invade or blockade the island. U.S. congressional delegations routinely make solidarity trips to Taiwan, but Pelosi's visit was the first by a U.S. House Speaker in 25 years. The Southern Baptists say the denomination is being investigated by the U.S. Justice Department. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Southern Baptist Convention's Executive Committee said in a statement Friday that several entities of the denomination are under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. The statement said the investigation is related to clergy sex abuse. Earlier this year, an SBC sex abuse task force released a report from outside consultant Guidepost Solutions following a seven-month independent investigation. The report said denominational leaders had mishandled sex abuse claims and mistreated victims. After the report was released, the SBC voted in June to track pastors and other church workers who were credibly accused of sex abuse. I'm Mike Gracia.
Paraguay's Vice President Hugo Velasquez Moreno says he will resign next week after it was announced on Friday that he's on a U.S. corruption list for his alleged involvement in offering bribes to a public official. The U.S. ambassador to Paraguay, Mark Ostfield, announced the names on the list Friday morning. The inclusion of Velasquez has rocked Paraguay's political world, not only because of his role in the current administration, but also because he was seen as a likely candidate in next year's presidential elections. New York State and city health authorities said Friday the polio virus has been detected in samples of New York City sewage, suggesting it is likely the disease is circulating in the city. The statement follows the initial discovery of the virus in wastewater in neighboring counties in May, June, and July. A man in Rockland County, north of New York City, was confirmed to have polio last month. And once again, our top story this hour, author Salman Rushdie has been stabbed during an appearance in western New York State.